begins now.
Capital 263.
Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover.
It X-rated meltdown of the power culture.
Yeah!
It's recording!
Can you hear me doing?
Oh, gosh.
Yo, guys, I am so excited. I had missed this. And yeah, I'm glad that we are finally doing this.
Welcome, my people. How you doing? It's too hot in here.
It's been a minute.
It's been too long.
And we have a new voice.
Yeah. Let him introduce himself.
Just before he speaks. Okay.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
This is his moment.
No way.
Don't do this.
It's a drum roll. A nice one.
Hold on. Do the ball.
He is officially the new co-host. Introduce yourself.
Yo, what's happening, people? It's your boy, Year Rob, and I'm so amped to be here. Thank you guys for giving me a heads up on being part of the show.
You know what, Langa?
What?
You're always bitching about me getting co-host, ska. But right now I'm actually touched.
Why?
You know what this is? You've never been this excited about co-hosting with me, Sha.
Babe. Like, it's...
I don't know. Guys...
So, you know, it's like one of those things. Listen, it's the new cat in the streets. Like,
nah, I think it's just the testosterone. I don't got that shit.
But yo, Zimbabwe, what's up? If this is your first time listening to The Hangover Show, it is the show that explores the bowel culture as we have it in Zim.
And I am the Queen Dre.
I am Lala, the best you've never had. And like we said, we have a Ray.
Papa Ray.
Do you have a tagline?
No, I don't.
I want to give him one. Can I give you one?
Do you want one?
Wait. You guys are going to confuse people. Is it the Ray or Year Up?
Which one do you want to go with?
Year Up is cool. Because...
Year Up is okay. But then, because what? I personally
hold up,
know
hold up,
you...
Hold up. What the fuck is Year Up? Some kind of drug? What is this?
Yeah.
Some kind of, you know, guys.
This is his face. Yeah. Nah, okay. But I might... Mention your name because
Most people would know me as Yerob. That's all I'm saying.
Yerob. What?
Yerob.
Like Arabian? Like Nigerian?
No.
Spell that first.
Y-E-R-O-R-P.
Yerob. O-R-P.
It's weird, yeah.
I'm not even going to ask what the meaning of this is.
Thank you.
Talking about names, I have a friend who calls himself D-Man.
What?
D-Man.
Meaning?
Tundi is to D. And so apparently...
What do you mean it's to D? What does that mean?
It's a fuck. So apparently, according to him, he's a really good fuck. He has to call himself D-Man. Like, Hindi is better like that.
That is... Okay. Alright.
So I don't even want to know what Yerob
means. I'm always saying, never trust a D and takes it on yourself. So no matter what he calls himself.
Ma?
Abana.
Sky
for withdrawal.
Here's what you can expect for us today. During the buzz, we're going to be talking about nightlife and all the rules. We had a really interesting talk during December, and we called it Club Detox. So stay tuned if you want to know more about that. During the trumpet, we'll be talking about finding love in the club and whether it's lame or it's fame. I don't know. But before that, let's head over to withdrawals so that we can give you your weekend link up.
Hey. She's a freak of the week. Actually, talking about being freaks, what did you do this past weekend? Actually, guys, generally, I feel like a lot has happened since we last recorded.
So much.
December happened. January happened.
Legends
died.
People
had tapes on these streets. Ndinyenge wo. Hey,
I know that Ndinyenge girl personally.
Listen, now apparently she's getting endorsements.
She quit her job.
No, you know how at first they fired her after that scandal, right? And then when, you know, people were like, nah, that wasn't right. She. Then they offered her job back.
Yeah.
Then now she's getting rich. She's like, fuck y'all. I'm making it big.
But you know what? My only concern with Lorraine is she's a very pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping that she'll be able to sustain through all of it.
That is true. Someone
because the truth is, somebody my one is going to come up with Ndikwirewo and you're going to be old news. So she needs to find ways of reinventing herself.
My question is: apparently she's posted new videos since I think about
she
two.
Does.
My question is: I haven't watched them, but my question is the talent there? Because it's one thing to like make it out of like one video, and it's one thing to then maintain.
Well, I'll let you know. On behalf of Lorraine, she's always wanted this life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I cast her once. We're doing a model for one of the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed like she wanted in on the whole thing.
Yeah.
And lucky for her, this is not Hollywood, so nobody's gonna fuck her. I hope. Oh. We'll give her drugs.
Baby girl.
Or whatever.
Listen.
Okay.
If you ask me, I feel like in Zim, that's where people are smashing even more in this industry.
Facts.
Girl,
to
facts.
Be real smash, fair.
If you do smash, make sure you enjoy it. But I'm just saying.
So at least like you're getting your job whatever.
Whatever the thing is.
You know.
So at the end of the day, you know, I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about our industry is it's not compartmentalized.
Mm-hmm.
So you find somebody like Lorraine who can expand herself mm-hmm. in different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of actual content creation and strategy, that's not her strong point.
She needs someone to team. Imagine if she's doing everything by herself.
She definitely needs
a team.
Yeah. That's true. Because I feel like she got lucky because it was a themed video. You know, that whole Ndinyenge with Valentine's, that type of shit.
And now she's been doing like a whole lot of videos.
Who endorsed her is my question.
Avion. And then there was Mambo's Chicken.
Yeah, Mambo's Chicken as well.
Okay. And then there was Jen Jam.
Yeah.
And then she actually went on an actual date. And I think Stuart Bank also wrote
Stuart
in that.
Yeah, Stuart Bank. Yeah.
And then AC Lumumba as well. So everybody jumped on her. I can't wait to do my Ndinyenge video.
Hey, what don't buy Ndikwire. I got you. You know I'll do it.
And if it doesn't.
You know what?
And if it doesn't trend.
I'll probably still get dick. But what did you do? Like, besides everything? How was, generally, how's it been? Like, social scene wise for you, if you've been on the social scene?
Let's not
since
ask
the last
ancient
time.
People about their social life, guys.
Are you calling yourself ancient?
Let's just keep it that other side. And how was your couple of months, peeps? Cause I don't even know what
okay,
I...
Ray, go first.
Why me?
Because why not you?
Well, for me, it has been pretty much the same old shit.
Yeah.
Just a different day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chill vibes at home.
Uh huh.
Calling Black Label.
You know what? Punani. Wait, Black Label?
Yeah.
Are you still in the headmaster?
I don't know.
The headmaster in what sense?
I just know it's
coming.
Headmaster in what sense?
Castle Light is for...
Headmaster in what sense?
I don't know. I heard my headmaster buy it.
I just
because it's like affordable.
No, they're not dark. And it's got
it goes
rich,
to your head like
yeah, it's got that rich texture.
Okay.
So you just wanted to get fucked up?
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Well, why drink if you don't want to get fucked up?
Yo, boss. Who can't?
Just saying.
Me?
Wow,
Zivalala. What are you doing? Samba. My, I don't know. I think it's been 50-50. Like, it's been, like what you're saying, it's the same shit. And I think the past couple of, I've been realizing more and more also, you know, just also because of our show and what we talk about, it's made me more aware of our social scenes, and I'm realizing our faults more and more every time I go out. Like, for example, this past weekend, I went to Senkai, right? And then, from after the Ricky Rick item, people, first of all, you don't host a celeb in such a small fucking club.
Second of all, who can afford the celeb?
Exactly.
Well, it was Trip Life. Dana Bella Mine guys.
I just thought the whole situation.
No, I mean,
it's
also
Mazimbo,
actually.
Too messy.
You know what I mean?
It was
like,
too
it was, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't even take like half of Samora to fill up Sankai Boys. Do you know what I mean? And then you make the prices so fucking ridiculous for a bloody table, $1,000.
If it's so screen, I always tell you.
No, but
this
babe,
child.
Screen, but environment, yeah, which makes sense. Right. Anyway,
besides,
so after
I'm
that,
Janine, I can do whatever I want.
After that, went to Pablo's, got to Pablo's. This was around 2-3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And the white guy, the owner, yeah, comes out and he's tuning a top, we're closed. And I'm like,
at three.
Three. And people are still coming from, do you know what I mean? And literally after that, people vaga share we win. Because there's no other joint to go to. Do you know what I'm saying?
The Eclipse name,
hmm? I mean, actually, what happened?
Is Plus One still open?
No. See, my point, like, we are lacking more, like,
we
variations,
have,
more options.
Yeah,
because it was sad. Old. Literally, that's why you find, I've noticed the past couple of months, a lot of people prefer chilling at home, having people having like my chill sessions.
Just getting a spot.
Then, because at the time, half the time is not going to be worth it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but I also think, guys, Takana just has Zimbabwe. Fewer engagements since November.
Facts.
Yeah, but you know what? At the same time, okay, sorry.
Fewer engagements. I'm in a queue for how long? You know what?
Four bloody days.
And then when you, because of that whole shift in fuel prices, it also affected the prices of all the goods and commodities.
Yeah.
So you find, Kuti, a lot of buyers were like, guys, in any event, draft yanguka, anchetumbo kwanza kuyitenga. Like, I only go to the club if you're sponsoring.
Yeah.
It's just fucking expensive.
But
man,
for me, I'm like what you're saying, everything is, you know, so much expensive and harder. Mm. But at the same time, we know as Zimbabweans, no matter what we're going through, we make it happen for turn up. So I feel like the lack
this
is make
really
it,
hateful.
Yeah, but make it worth the struggle. Make the, even Damira Mulain Dreis Varese, at least make it worth it when I then go out and go out. Damira Angumulain Varese, but it was worth it.
Do you know, Kuti, in December, I wanted to get a cab from Joyner to 4th and Tongogara, and the nigga charged me $30.
Did you actually get inside? It's my question.
Ndopenga.
Okay, good kill.
And this is like my everyday. Like, if I go out, obviously I want a cab to take me home because there's no way there's no way I'm going to drive.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking high and dizzy. And there's just a lot of complications.
Yeah.
And you're not going to scrap up a gate and they start telling you it's this much to pay and Anyway, guys, here's what's happening. I'm so excited about this. I think I'm actually going to go.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Fatto Ranky. No. Okay. No. She gave me a disappointment because I'm hyped for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Jam Tree is this really nice thing that they're doing on Saturday. 2nd of March, Southern Comfort, whatever, Jam Jiggy, that's what they're calling it. And so I Am King is going to be playing Pro Beats, King Her, and Silent Ngo is hosting. So it's starting at 2 up to midnight, and there's going to be games, live music, and giveaways. I'm excited about this, to be honest.
Why?
I'm going to go. Because they say their games got.
Okay.
But Jam Tree is a vibe, though.
It is. Yeah, and yeah, last week, but one, I think they were having, I don't know what to call it, but
where is it? Jam Tree?
Mount Pleasant. Okay. Club, country club, sports club, something like that.
Okay.
So last week they were having like something for SPCA and they were like games and stuff and people were playing and then donating to, which is really fun. I like that vibe. And then the Red Cafe on the 28th of February, which is Thursday, right?
Today's the 26th, so
So they're having a birthday bash and opening party at MSU Harare, and the dress code is anything red. Performances are going to be coming from Mr. Loco and some local DJs. And then there is Feels on the 30th of March 2019 at Motor Action Sports Club. All tickets are pre-sold, $10. So visit at Feels Zimbabwe on social media to find out about that. Enzo Aishal is also hosting something on the 2nd of March at MSU. It's an official MSU welcome back party. And then we have something at La Rouge. in Westgate. Bira Zenarira is going to be playing there on Friday. What else have we got here? We've got Simba the Lion featuring Rocky launching a song. It's a single, actually, at the Red Cafe. And they've got a couple of other supporting acts. So you can go through for that on Saturday at 7 p.m. Maestro is also hosting Women Wednesday Crush featuring Brian Kay and Adrian Tate. Free entry, dress code, smart dress code is essential. Do you know what Maestro will tell you that you can't get in dress like that?
Yeah.
Mm. I like that place. Free entry and all beers at $3 C on February the 27th.
What's $3?
All beers.
Okay.
My beer.
Alright.
Yes. Cool. And then the official jailbreak edition college welcome party with Takura at the downtown nightclub in Zishamani on the 8th of Friday. Guys, but it's a topic for another day. On the 8th of March, there's also going to be a welcome back party for Sulumani Chimbetu hosted at the Foodness restaurant at Longchain Plaza. It's 10 baht to get in, $15 eco cash or swipe, and it starts at 8 p.m. Maneru. The last thing that I have on my list is on the 2nd of March from 3 p.m. to late at the Sivo, I don't know what it is, but it's a fundraising concert for angels across Africa, and we're just celebrating Africa. So there's going to be like a lot of live performance and stuff like that. Yeah, it looks like Malawi, so you guys can have like a road trip and whatever and just go and celebrate.
I have one more to add.
Yeah.
Like I said, Peter Ranking is coming to Zim on the 26th of April. There is going to be Ja Praiser, Winky D, XQ, Takura, Nati O, Sulu, Ja Signal, Shabak, the band, DJs, Judgment Yard, C Skills, and Selector Bass. Ordinary tickets are 15 bucks, VIP 40, VVIP 80, Platinum. This is your, it's 170. I've never heard of an event that has platinum, or in this country, that is.
You said this is new. What have you heard?
What did you hear?
Let's not talk about it.
And then there's one more. Fiesta Fiesta. We all know that's hometown. Beats Booze and Bri on the 2nd of March. It's three fully stocked bars. And it is live performance from the African King and Branky. Branky, how would you? And we have also Chuck Norris. We have
Chuck
DJ
Nosses.
E.
Chuck
Nosses. Nosses. Yeah, sorry, maybe.
Two different people.
DJ, sorry. DJ Eve, Danny Vibes, Langton, right? B.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, has anyone actually played? Listen to the person play.
Ooh,
Langton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. There's that place in Greendale, I think.
Okay.
Where they used to
I'm
do
always seeing the
Red
name,
Fox.
But like, I'm,
yes, yes, Red
he
Fox.
He used to play a lot of Red Fox.
Really? I'm always seeing his name, but I've never
even
really.
By
really.
Kebab.
Ah, okay. Or maybe I've heard, I just didn't know your name.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, and Fat Beats and Rabies.
Yeah, you said somebody that I know. You said Langton B.
But yeah, so look out for that, people.
All right, guys. That is it. Plan this next couple of weeks. You're just broke. But yeah, we encourage you to go out, shake that stress off, have fun.
Don't
meet up
be
with
ashamed
people.
To misbehave.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah, stay tuned for the buzz, guys.
I think you know what? For this billboard guy, we just need to play the whole bloody song.
I mean, who is it?
No, it's Uncle Epaton.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay.
Uncle Epaton.
Vibes.
No.
Low key.
Just ignore. He's like, Stunye.
Stunye. Anyway, so like we mentioned before, we've started doing hashtags every month to keep interaction with y'all and us. And our first one in January was Club Detox. So today we're going to be covering some of the contributions that came through with that. And so the topic then is my nightlife, my rules, hashtag Club Detox. And we had a couple of contributions. So I'm going to read out, I think we have time for like, how many? Four? Yeah.
It's been not long.
No, we don't have time for four.
Okay, three. Okay, I'm gonna read three. Okay.
Cool.
So, this one's from Robin, and she's like, "Hey, I'm Robin. The level of catfishing that goes on, in the club is, you know, something that we're tired of seeing. They catch high maintenance slay mama and start complaining that they can't sustain, but they're the ones who lure women with that kind of appetite."
Shit.
Screw.
And then this one is coming from Brian. He says, "I am personally tired of going to bars, clubs, and kids being there. I want to party with mature people. Another issue I have about going to the club and being bored because of lack of entertainment. I feel like clubs should hire or get artists to perform their, at their clubs. Not only will this bring more sales and popularity to clubs, but also make our music industry world class. I feel like the clubs go hand, club and music, the clubs and music go hand and glove." Yeah, I think, I feel like that's very interesting and that's very true.
Yeah.
Very, very
about
true.
About kids, though, I think it's because for us, our age of consent is 16, right?
Yeah.
Once you're 16, you can get into a club, which is different from in America, you have to be 21. So that's why you're bumping into a lot of kids. But I also feel like there are places, like Maestro, for instance. If you're not dressed properly and you can't afford your credit card,
but then we have places like, you know, Pablo's, where, yes, they say they have an age restriction, but I am all the time, I'm bumping into my juniors, bro. Like, it's hectic.
Hey, if you're my junior and then you bump into your junior,
do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, there is one from Tadiwa. She says, "I'm tired of guys who force you to dance with them, even after you tell them no." And I feel like as a girl, this is very true. Like, sometimes, like, just because I'm on the dance floor, it doesn't mean come dance with me. Or listen, I understand Mubao and the tree, you know, all trying to get lucky. But like, if I tell you no, it's a no, nigga. Like, matter why? Because I feel like that's why some of these stupid fights even start in the club.
Guys, I don't even know. Just yesterday, I was walking, you know, by Monomotapa, right? And I'm walking with my colleague. We're coming from work, and she's wearing a skirt, and this guy just comes from a back and pulls her skirt. And then he walks away and he's like, "I've been treating you like a pinga, sister." And you're like,
how?
You always read these papers in the newspaper where Tininki was raped and stuff. And
that's harassment, though.
And you wonder who would do such a thing. I have a face. If, for instance, I hear there's a molester, I'll pin that man's face. I tell you, it looks like him. It should be him, actually.
Yeah.
And there's so many. I remember this one time, you're in a club, you're trying to have a good time, and this nigga is just staring at you like he's ready to eat you.
That was actually one of the contributions that came through.
She, why was it? I say,
well, like, you know, it becomes really awkward.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And then this one is from Kung Fu Kenny. And he said, "I'm tired of girls not having a plan to go cabins from turn up. Then they start trying to use my fuel item."
Do you have to say, "Oh, no, girls in Tora Humbakwatch.
Nah.
I think, with that situation, there's two sides to it. There's the side, to where Dre is coming from, right? Then there's another side whereby, like, I know you, right?
Yeah.
Then we meet up at the club.
Uh-huh.
Then your plan to go home bails out. Then now you're all like up in my face. You're like, "Yo, you need to take me home."
Yeah.
You're not part of a plan in the first place.
True. I feel like as a girl, you need to like be clever. Like, situations here, you know, your plan stacks on you, whatever, and you know, you're just trying to think fast, okay, what's plan B, right? But I think for me, approach Munu who you know is going to be down to fuck you. That's, or that person who you know is just nice enough on that level to take you home. Don't
Did
then
say
push.
Fuck with you or fuck you?
Yeah, because that's fuck you.
No.
Rewind.
Yeah.
I said, make sure.
What you mean, girl?
What I mean is, Anditi, approach Munu we guti yunya so no kuti this person is going to be down to take me home and smash me. Because the honest truth at the end of the day is, especially when it's time to go home, that's what's going on. The guys are looking for someone to take home.
So y'all don't even have like bros in the club who protect you and stuff.
But that's if they to a situation yekuti Drake. You can't find those people, for example.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm talking about real things that happen. Hey, that's the honest truth. The day, like, listen, I even get home. You get to a point where you're even considering, listen, as long as.
What? What are you considering?
Considering smashing. Just to go home. Like, this
pussy
shit happens.
Pussy power, pussy Karens. You know what? I don't know why Mangujga didn't think of this. We don't need them RTGS dollars. Let's just use our pussy. What? Why are we suffering, the nation, when we can use our personal organs?
And then the last one, this kills. Like, this one made my day. Yeah. Shout out to Hangers Group, low. Like, Hangers, you guys kill me all the damn time. Like, the comments that come through are mad. This one's the last one. Anzi, this is from Wimbai. Shout out to you, girl. Anzi, moms, we papa blows must fall. And the thing is,
I die when I saw that one.
Right? Like, people are anyway. To the point where even people in Sky is no good when their moms with Papa Blues.
What did she do?
She is just a bitch for no reason. She can just decide niggas are not getting in. Then she starts tuning. Let's see your ID. And you're like, but what? Pamo watombo mupinda. Obuda. She starts acting out. Like, she's just very unnecessary. No, but like,
she's
I feel like.
She's bloody job.
It's just sexual frustration, if you ask me. That's what I think. It's a real thing.
I don't know about that.
But just saying,
Ray, you gotta take one for this.
Nope.
Help us.
If it's moms about problems, I'll pass.
So yeah, guys, that was some of the contributions that came through for Club Detox.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for our hashtags every month, and just check us out on Instagram if you want to like get a link to join the group and stuff like that, and have your friends come through as well. We're always trying to like spice things up
and interact with you guys and hear what you guys think.
Please also let us know what you're tired of saying, and you can hit me up, you can hit Lala up, you can hit Ray up, you can hit our social media, you can get a link to the group and stuff like that. Coming up next is the trumpet, and you know how we do it.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Yeah, the trumpets, they go.
Everybody just deserves a Jason Derulo in their life.
In case they say valley guys.
I don't know why you're looking at me. Why are you looking at me?
Because as far as I'm concerned, the people in the studio, you're the only one with the mans.
You got a mans? Where's your mans?
You get a mans. That's very worrying. Okay. Like, no.
Gotta hit.
But it was nice, guys. I was hit by surprise. But yeah, it's okay.
It happens to all of us.
A hit. Like a good surprise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we had this conversation and I was like, you know what? I'm not down with this whole Vadi thing. And then he just decides that he's not going to take that. And I'm like, this is a surprise.
So you're saying that for you, you were okay with like.
Yeah. Like I went through my whole high school without ever getting a valet. I went through my whole college without ever getting a valet. So it definitely wasn't like an issue for me to be like, now I'm 25, I deserve a Valentine's present. And also, like, during the time, I wasn't listening because everyone was like, and all I really wanted was to be that girl.
Which girl?
The Ndinyengeyo girl. For Valentine's. Like, can I just be her? She got dressed by Jan Jan. They took her to, I don't know, they
she
did
got
her
free
make.
Food.
Bruh!
Free food.
Wait, free food from who? Wait, who, like?
Herb, like, she went on a date with somebody, like, to promote. Did you see the dress that she had?
No.
Lorraine, remember me? Your friend? We were so close.
Imagine when we get on it, say.
No. Not possible.
But why I asked how your Valentine's was because that's their theme for today's topic. Do you know the only
reason?
You're
rolling
a blunt. True.
Straight
but
up.
The only,
straight up facts.
I even had a cough on that. Like, that's listen, the only reason why I remember that was you and Valentine's that day is because that's when we posted the club love lies hashtag.
Okay.
And I was actually doing my laundry that day.
Yeah.
I hit a J before, did my laundry, hit a J after.
I was lit.
And two more after.
I was lit the whole entire time.
No, wait, lang ay saga
reseguero.
You legit the whole saga.
Guys, sorry, my voice flew.
Guys, but, so that was the whole of Valen. It was gone like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, laundry.
But you know what? I was very content. Like, it wasn't a. Oh, I'm smoking
because it's a regular date. Just like
nah, like I was so content. Like
you guys, I'm still sending the videos in your DMs. Let me check. Give me your phones. Let's go back to 14.
I'm actually glad this time around no one tried to say Happy Valentine's besides my bitches because I appreciate them.
But, guys,
so today's topic is a quote actually. So, open quote. I found my love in the club. I am a testimony, close quote. Hashtag club love lies. And that's at Katisha. So.
Because I feel like, shame, poor kids.
Oh, what do you, what do you mean? What are you going to say?
Like, mom, yes, we turn this way. Like, I why not too well? Well, this guy was just looking yummy, looking
so
at
so are you saying that like, you can't find
exactly
love in
that's
club?
What I wanted to
you
ask.
I want to know what activity they were up to. Like, because when I get into the club, I'm like,
actually, she told me the story.
Tell us.
So it's her current boyfriend. Mm. So actually, she was.
So it's not that deep. When? How long did this
get? It's been over 3 months because she has a group. If it's not 3 months, if it's not more than 3 months, it's not a relationship.
So
apparently she was breaking off her bag on the dance floor and he was like eyeing her and shit. And she's like, so I kept dancing. Like, listen, my friends and I have this thing when we're on the dance floor and we see us. Shout out to Rimba, she does this a lot. And we're dancing. She'd be like, that guy's cheating on me. Keep doing. Bitch. So sometimes going to a guest but you don't even see the nigga, bro. But anyway, she was dancing and stuff, and he, you know,
yo,
she kept eyeing
shim.
Everybody is. Anyway,
shame on you.
So she kept
trapping this poor man who've come to the club
basically
to down his sorrows.
Basically, shim. That's what happened, and then he came over. He danced with her most of the night, and then after that, they swapped contacts. And
nigga didn't even take her home.
Didn't
even finger her, nothing.
Did they fuck that night? I don't remember. Listen, I don't remember, okay. But yeah, that was, I don't know. I feel like personally, I feel like we, first of all, what are we defining as love? I think because I feel like at the end of the day, love doesn't define location. Am I making sense? So even if you find it in the club, like, it's love. Like, does it matter? Yes, I'm not disputing the fact that there are certain elements, obviously, like, in where you find your love that do contribute in how your relationship turns out or what type of relationship it becomes.
It does, because it puts context.
But then I feel like at the same time, that's something we do to ourselves.
No, I think the love only develops later, not saying you actually fall in love in the club.
Mm-hmm.
I
wanna
doubt
make
that.
Love in the club.
No, but that's, also but that's different. He's trying to fuck in the club. That's making love. I'm always saying this. Don't confuse making love
guys,
actual making love the is bottom, basically sex.
The bottom guys. Line here, like, is line. That's the bottom line, okay?
So yeah, I don't know. Very, but people had very, very interesting.
I just feel that the club is a very tricky place. Like, guys, I have a nigga that I met in the club. That nigga could have been the father of my kids, but I said no. No, yeah, I am. I'm just saying, you can't trust a nigga. Especially, for me, especially a guy who wants to go out with you for the first time, and they're like, let's hit the club. I'm like, for real?
So like, you have a problem with that?
Like, going to the club is like the first date?
You check, I mean, I don't if you, that. If you're asking me let's to see. Go out with... That was one I do. Kali
okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Okay. Hey. End of the day, hey, bruh. I don't mind, but okay, let me read this one. And I think
I do.
This,
I mind. You, he this, minds. You would never take a lady that is interested into the club on the first date.
So what are you trying to say?
Because you're
about?
Trying to get to know the person in a very controlled environment.
No, but listen, I feel like that depends, because you can still get to know another side of me even in the club.
But I still said in Dota Nganda Ziva my man.
But what is the side that that's the side I want you to know first?
To get
clear. Do you know? Because I don't want a situation where later on I'm tuning you, I'm going out, you know, on a girl's night out. Ah, why are you going out?
But that's different.
In Zwalanga.
Saying that you go to the club, right, on a date. It's okay. I love to club. I fuck up the club with my girls.
But not the first date.
But not good first date at all.
We can have like a sit down on the second date. What's the point? Because I feel like at some point you're going to go out to a social place or to the club eventually anyway. So, I guess it's just a matter of...
Yeah,
don't go
past
it. In fact, we're going to go to the club. We're going to smash because you need to pass your dick test. Then from there we can carry on. Chronicles to Langa's heart. Anyway, I just want to read.
Now you know the map, eh? If you want to get exactly. The treasure.
That's what's up.
You heard it here first.
So this one came through from Ashley, and I feel like this was a very interesting contribution. She said, I think love can be found anywhere. Club, church, or funerals even. You might go to the club with the intention of getting lucky, then instead find love. But I'm guessing maybe the question is, should you go to the club with the intention of finding love? If so, what's the chance of it being successful? From my and other people, I know what? Okay, I don't know how she says it, but she's basically trying to say that chances of finding love are very low in the club, but it's possible. It could really just be your lucky day, but don't put your hopes up. It's not a place to find love, but you could find it. That is Ashley. Shout out to you, girl.
Okay.
I think she's trying to balance it out.
Yeah, I feel like more like don't have this whole mentality of saying I'm going to the club looking for love, because that shouldn't, it's not going to happen.
But you know, other people actually leave their
But
house,
I think it happens to the best of us. It's like you check how you could meet the love of your life at work. You don't plan on that.
Yeah.
And also because there's no specific place that you can go with that idea. Like, you know what? Today I feel like I'm going to find some love. Let me go to join a city or East Gate or whatever. We don't have places like that, like speed dating or whatever. The only thing that we have is Tinder. Tinder's gotten really interesting lately.
Random question. Do you think that sometimes when you generally have that aura of I want to go to this place in search of this particular thing, in this case, love at the club, don't you think that sometimes that may contribute to you attracting? Because law of attraction is a real thing. Like, when you have just... It's literally...
Let's just say one sentence. One now.
What's what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm trying to explain it, Kuti. Like, you know how sometimes, like, you are mentally there. Therefore, you are... You automatically attract what you're meditating on, or been meditating
All right.
on.
Right. I think that law only makes sense when what you're meditating on is also something that you're acting on. Because a lot of times you find, Kuti... You want to find somebody to love, and but you might get misconstrued if, for instance, you suggest other things first before that suggestion.
Okay.
So instead of putting your cards on the table, you're like, yeah, let's do the dick test. That nigga will be like, what?
No.
And then now when you're like, you never say you love me, he's like, but what? I thought you only wanted me for the dick. You're like, no.
Exactly.
I was thinking. And you guys are not on the same page no more.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're listening. Yeah. I just told you the answer, bro.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's, I think it's mental more than anything. Like,
I don't believe that they're mental connections. No, for real.
Mental.
I can't look at somebody and tell, could see, oh my God, he's so into me. He's the father of my kids. We should fuck. I can't do that.
Unless if you're psychic.
I don't even believe in that.
I meant as an iwewe pachako se munu kuti. In your head, if you tell yourself kuti munu wando wana kubawa is not partner compatible, then for real.
Which is what most of these low classes of men do anyway. They want to fuck with the club girls, but they don't want to marry them club girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take somebody's wife from Kwabushu and you bring her into your house, next thing you want her to start whining like Langa. Fuck you, nigger. First of all, wasiya Langa, kumba kwabo, wakayozi tura Yolanda. Yolanda, nombo jitiswe, jitiswe.
Anawstitswana, ma'am.
Yes, label.
But yeah, and then we asked people to send voice notes because it's a podcast. It's a bunch of voice. We love to. Some of the shout outs I can't give because people weren't putting their names. Like, guys, give me shout outs. Give me your name so I can give you your shout outs. So here are a couple of VNs that have pretty interesting takes.
Personally, I believe you can find love anywhere. So yeah, you can find love in the club. Like my man, my boss, I said, like, you can find love. Like, if you're a church growing person, that's your preference. I mean, you attract what you are. Like, that's what's up. Which is why I never get people who cry and say, all I attract are players. I mean, if you're a player or you're psychic material, or you're not serious in a relationship, that's what you're gonna attract. But anyway, that's digressing. Yeah, you can find love in the club. If you can attract someone from church because you're a church going person, you know, you guys are all crazy about God, then, I mean, if you go to the club and, I mean, y'all are like vibey people, y'all thrive like social scenes and whatnot. Yeah. You can find love. You can find love, man. You can. Because, yeah, you can find love. You really can find, yeah, you can. That's
my He's like, he's self-convincing himself. Shout out to Brian. That was Brian.
No, Buddy, first of all, you can't tell me that I attract players because I'm psychic material. Okay? I believe that hit home. Yes, it did, actually. I believe that I'm also wifey material. Okay? If you're looking at the garment from the other side,
yes,
it will be side cheek.
At the end of the day, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, but I ain't better.
Okay, this is another one.
You need to look at it this way. If you're able to meet someone at church and you're also able to go to the club and meet someone, that just means that you attract what you are. Real people go to clubs and real people go to churches, right? If you're able to go to church and attract someone that you actually like, because you're a church-going person, that's you. Okay, that's your preference. If you go to the club and you meet someone, let's say I'm a guy, I go to the club, I meet a chick, and we like the same songs, I like a vibe, she likes my vibe, we exchange numbers, it turns into a white night stand or whatever, or it turns into a booty call type of thing. That's what I want, okay? That's what we are. If we mutually agree that this is what this is, that's who we are. So there's basically no problem at all meeting someone in the club and having like a romantic relationship, because you basically met someone who's like you, who's in.
First of all, let's talk about the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you attract who you are or opposites attract? I'm lost. Like, what is the thing with love?
I don't know. People have different theories. For me, I guess it's attraction of the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's what has worked, because that
as in you attract your opposite personality.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Like, if I'm like a chatterbox,
mm-hmm.
right? I can't be having like a chatterbox, then it's gonna be Nah.
That's louder.
For me,
louder. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, I do get what you mean. But also I'm like, you know what? I think it also goes with preference.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who, and this is the thing about society now.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you're 28 and you realize maybe you might want to get married and settle down.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have people your age coming to the club and everybody you fucking is now married and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next is you go to church because that's the place where people go to settle down. Right?
Facts.
Hey,
that's what's happening.
Just because you're in church don't mean
churchy.
That you are churchy.
That's true.
And it doesn't mean if you ask Kuti, you attract church people.
Those people like things.
No, I think there's a misconception. People just think Wanuku church are the most.
No, we do understand Kuti. Everybody who goes to church is going there for a reason.
Yeah.
And the reason is that they're not perfect.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like when it comes to finding love in the church, I just find it really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But are you here to get saved? Are you here to fellowship? What is happening with you, buddy? Because now you find you've got a girl, choir, maasha, everywhere.
I think there's always that mix up with people who go to church is because I feel like church going people, like really, those thou art, you know what, those are the people that have the biggest facade, to be fair, because they're trying to be two people. Like
no,
on Sunday
they're
a particular person, then during the week, or let's just say Friday and Saturday, they're another person. Do you know what I mean? And that's why for me, like
I think they're just people
always
who
saying
struggle.
I didn't even know church because hi.
I think they're just people who struggle with their faith in the same way that we struggle with our addiction to what's the thing you guys smoke? Yes, that
weed, baby girls, organic, such gap. This is one more voice note.
Speak for yourself.
In terms of what? Should I start exposing people? Do you want to go there with me, Ray? I don't think so.
I'm just putting out a disclaimer.
This one's coming from Robin.
Mom is listening.
Tashley with Zinza.
Yeah.
Well, since I have nothing better to do on Valentine's Day than sing my anthem, hashtag Mina Trash jokes. I'm just joking. It's controversial. I don't know. I don't think you can find love in the club. I think maybe you can meet someone in the club. I don't know if my explanation of what is making sense, but I'm really not even into this meeting someone from random. Like, you need to be in the same circles that I roll in. Maybe I might not know you, but like meeting someone because you happen to be a little lit and then you guys happen to be dancing to Omunye together is really not my idea of a, you know, a relationship update, but upgrade, whatever. I mean, you know, it's worked for some people, but as you said, look at Usher. I don't know, man. Like, I don't think so.
And just because you happen to dance to Omunye together.
And let's just not leave it at Omunye. Let's finish the whole sentence. Omunye pezo Omunye.
Apparently that means
exactly. One or two for the ad.
Litness.
Let's be single together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think you can meet up with a person, not fall in love in a club. Nah.
Guys, in the katomuana and it should be shut it. If I'm gonna be reader so hot rebe ha finish. I'm in love.
Okay, this is the last one.
I'm ready for the next stage.
This is the last one. This is the funny. This is from Ishe.
Bruh. Come on. The one guy that's saying
I want to find love in the club, whatever, Asha. What did he get? Herpes.
Ah, shout out to Ethan. Nah, hey, like, you kill.
Lit. Facts. Those are facts, though. Facts.
I wasn't expecting this.
Never spit it in.
I never spit it in.
Hey, shout out. Ooh, facts.
Ooh. It's a hushim.
Oh, my God.
Now, people need to know what they're getting themselves, you know.
Yeah, my club, got you want the protection in my bathroom, clearly.
Quiet, please, dad.
Wow, guys, wow. See, this is the kind of stuff that we read on the Hangers Group. Y'all should really get onto that, join in, and interact, because it's killer. It's killer, it's killer. So what are we saying at the end of the day? Dre?
Saying, if you are tall,
mm-hmm,
you're Turkish, and you have a beard, your beard game is a free, like your beard is connected. From Limpopo to Cape Town.
But what kind of a photo?
Cape Town.
Cape to
it
Cairo.
Must be highway quality. You understand?
Freeway.
I'm in love with you.
Ray, what are we saying? What's your thought?
Last thought. You can't fall in love in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely meet Anna people Ray. In the club.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know? Know of nothing.
Well, I personally, like I said, I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like, first of all, you know, conversations that go that deep in the club, that just, you know, but I do believe that you can meet someone in a club environment and actually have a legit relationship with that person, and it can actually become really deep. So I feel like, we shouldn't be so quick to like use location to cut off the possibility of that actually being a legit relationship.
So you're saying you get into a relationship whilst in the club?
I didn't say that. Did I say that? I didn't say
no,
that.
I'm saying falling in love in the club. That's the question.
I think for me, what I'm saying is, I think there is a possibility you can fall in love after meeting in the club.
Nah, just you first fall in love. Then I'll believe. You first go to the club, get a man, fall in love, call me up.
I haven't had love, but like I've had consistent smash buddies.
Nah,
from the club.
Fam.
That's love to me. Like,
love, we want
my
roses.
My pussy feels love.
Week.
That's all the love I need.
Shit, this guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode for 2019.
Yay.
We hope to give you nothing but the best.
So yeah, look out. We weren't able to go live on Instagram today, but next episode, definitely. Look us up on social media, on Twitter. It's at The Hangover Show Zim. And yeah. No, yeah, it's Hangover Zim Instagram, then Hangover. I always get that mixed up. Like, even when I'm, yeah. Anyway, so yeah. But that's it from me, Lala, the best you've ever had.
And I'm the Queen Dre, you Unlimited Edition.
And I'm Ye Rob.
We'll find him a tagline.
Soon. Ye Rob, coming soon.
Really?
Dad.
Love y'all. And now. Capital 263.